Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, chappers.
You alright?
Yes, very good, thank you. I'm going to play Chipmunk and Oasis and Scissor Sisters soon on Radio 1. Me and Becky have decided something today. If we were really thin, we would have come in to work just wearing trunks and a bikini today. Me wearing the trunks, her wearing the bikini. Right. You know, there's people that are really, really super thin.
What are you saying?
Come on, Mark, I like a joke.
You know, there's
You're not allowed to ask, though, are you?
Hello.
What?
And you are. Oh, no.
The thing is, there's loads of people today because it's sunny in a lot of places in the UK. It's not particularly warm, really, but it's sunny. And I admire those people that or just get the shorts and flip-flops out straight away. There's loads of them around today.
Not just people in bikinis and trunks, though.
No.
I haven't seen them today.
I would love to do that, though, wouldn't I?
That's how we would have come into work today if things were different.
Right. Thank God they aren't.
You know you just play Katy Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember you and Becky went to that Katy Perry gig a while ago?
Yeah.
What really, really kind of spoilt the gig for you?
The Austin Powers lookalike who farted on I Kissed a Girl.
I think he'd done it the whole way through, to be honest.
Yeah, but it was particularly bad on I Kissed a Girl.
Mm. Well, I've got some breaking news.
Yeah?
It may not have been the Austin Powers man.
Right.
Who was it then?
Katy Perry has announced today that she often farts a lot when on stage. So chances are it's probably her. It wasn't. You just blame the nearest bloke. It looked like he was a farter.
No,
you.
That smell could not have come out of her bottom.
Seriously?
I'm sorry.
I'm impressed if it did, because we were quite a few rows back.
It's all there online.
Yeah, it did.
It's all there online today. Now, yesterday, we said if she had a really deep voice, would that put you off? You said no. Now that you know she smells a bit, does that also put you off?
No.
Let's say it wasn't the Austin Powers man. Let's say it was Katy Perry.
Well, hang on a minute. Does she smell and have a deep voice, or is it only one or the other?
Both.
Yeah, what the heck?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, there's been quite a few people on saying they're going to get the barbecues out tonight. I mean, seriously. Come on. John in Doncaster's been on saying, yeah, I'm going home to get the barbecue out. Michael in Belfast, having a barbecue tonight. It's 16 degrees here. Exactly.
No.
Now Becky's like, oh, we should have a barbecue tonight. No.
Can we have one tomorrow instead then?
No.
If it's still sunny on Friday, can we have one during the floor fillers?
No, that's ridiculous.
You'll never get in your bikini. Have a barbecue 3 nights running. Where would we put a barbecue during the floor fillers? Just some mad interest. You're not even allowed to plug in a toaster down here without health and safety getting involved.
There was a big thing when I wanted to plug in my hair straighteners in here. They were like, no, you've got to get them tested first. Yeah. So I don't think we're going to be having a barbecue down here.
Oh.
The one that doesn't speak, he was just telling me back in November, he was in his local supermarket and there's a load of Australian guys in there going like, hi Sheila, where's all the barbecue stuff? And she's like, right, really having a go at the woman. And she was like, I'm sorry, it's November? Yeah, but where is it? Anyway, having a barbecue is, frankly, I think, ridiculous at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, having a barbecue at Stevenage.
Having a barbecue at Stevenage?
Yeah, we've got some nice smoked mackerel, we've got some halloumi and tomato kebabs. And we're about to jump in the hot tub as well.
Isn't smoked mackerel already cooked?
Well, it's been cooked again, and it's been heavily smoked and heavily flame-grilled.
Right, so it's really, really smoked mackerel.
It is. It's juicy, though. It's still good.
Get you in your posh barbecue. Are you off work or something?
Day off today.
Nice. Okay, who's with you?
My friend James.
So it's Dave and James about to jump in the hot tub.
Yeah. The sun's out, so it's good.
Okay. So you can have hot tub any season, can't you?
Oh, of course.
It's just that when it's 16 degrees, I'm just questioning the whole barbecue thing. I think it's a little bit wrong. A bit early.
No, it's definitely good. The sun's very hot here.
It must be at least 18.
I don't know.
How come you're such a hot tub expert?
Hmm?
How come you're such a hot tub expert?
We've discussed this before. One of my friends has one, which I'm not sure that I entirely agree with. And then, do you remember there was a stage where my mum was going to get one for a while?
Yeah, I remember that.
I just, I wasn't keen, to be honest. Well, enjoy the rest of your barbecue, because it's so hot today. Phew.
Will do, and the hot tub's at 39, so that's going to be good.
Yeah, that's all fine.
Have fun on Radio 1.
I love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Today is Show and Tell Day on the Scott Mills Show from Radio 1, like you do at school, where you bring something in and then we talk about it. Now, I told you that I found this amazing thing in the shop at the...
Is that it?
At the weekend. Yeah, don't say what it is.
Okay.
And basically, I forgot to bring it in on yesterday, and right. I wasn't here on Monday. So I am going to show you and tell you after 4:30 this afternoon. Julian Somerset's going, oi, what happened to Show and Tell Day? It's still on, Julie, don't worry. It's going to be on around 5 o'clock tonight. What have you bought in? No, don't tell me what you bought in.
I'm not going to tell you, am I?
But what have you got?
Mine's like,
have you
well
brought
good.
Something in? Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chappers, did you bring anything in?
I have brought something in, yeah.
You have?
One of two things, yeah.
Okay.
I say, didn't think you were going to bother with it.
No, I hunted high and low around the house
did
today
you?
Trying to find something, yeah.
And how long do you think you'd be able to talk about that particular item for? Because that's
well,
the idea
I say,
of Show and Tell,
there
you
are
know.
One of two things. I could talk about either of them.
Okay. All right, good.
So for quite a while, I would have thought.
Okay, good.
Now scared. You're worried, aren't you?
I'm a little scared now.
Because you thought I wouldn't be able to be bothered,
and
therefore
rubbish.
I wouldn't have anything. And the fact that I have two things has really confused your little head.
It has a little bit. Anyway, mine's still the best, so there. And we'll find out on Show and Tell later on Radio 1.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
A little bit worried. My flatmate was using my computer last night. And
oh, well, that old excuse.
And he was looking up images of Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
That old excuse.
Now is he going to a fancy dress?
I don't know. Why? Maybe he's going to take a picture of Tom Cruise and Top Gun into the hairdresser, rather like I did with Philip Schofield, and go, can I have one of them, please? That wasn't recently,
by
the way.
I was going to say, do you still do that?
No, I was about 12.
Oh, right. Thought the grey was coming through.
Oh! Now, I did question him on this, and he's like, because I realised that when Tom Cruise was in Top Gun, he was 24, and that's only a few years younger than I am, so I could still be a fighter pilot. I'm like, seriously, give it up. Have I told you about the BMX thing as well?
No.
You know he's obsessed with getting a BMX?
No.
Oh, no.
I know. And he walked into the local bike shop on the main road near me and went, hello, I'm interested in buying a BMX so that I could ride it to work. And the person just went... and told him that he was too old to own a BMX.
Told him he was too old?
Just get a space hopper.
He's only just 28. Well, yeah, he might as well get a space hopper.
He might as well. He would look ridiculous on a BMX.
I know.
No,
you try telling him that. Yeah. I had this conversation already.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
All right, Joe's been on. He's 20. He's just bought a BMX. He says you're never too old for one, although you do run the risk slightly of looking a little bit like E.T. when you are when you're riding it.
Why? Why?
E.T. on the bike, you know, have you
oh,
seen
right,
that?
Okay.
Meg at work says, what about Tony Hawk? That's true. Tony Hawk, he's got BMXs and he's, how old's he? Like 90 or something by now?
I don't think he's 90, no.
Quite old. I'm 27 and ride a BMX to work every day. You should do it. Tell him to buy one. Someone says that he works in a bike shop and he thinks that's really bad that he got laughed at.
I think it is really bad.
He said he would have waited till he left the shop before he laughed. Okay, well, maybe I need to tell him that it's fine. Another one. Did your flatmate go for the girl who was hot about her deep voice? I don't know about the girl with a deep voice. I imagine she may have heard our show yesterday and said no.
Podcast.
This is Radio 1. That was Theory of a Dead Man and I Hate My Life. Let me just see what the texts are saying today.
Can I ask you that question I just asked you before, which you didn't give me an answer to?
If you want.
Does he swear during that song? Or is no. that why there are a couple of gaps?
No, there's gaps. Because his mic just, that's, it just
or
went
does
off.
He, or does he just, is the song so bad he just forgets what he's meant to sing?
Still not a fan, are you?
No.
No. Lindsay in Edinburgh. Oh my God, Scott, what are you doing? Kate in Caerphilly says, this is my life anthem. Fancy playing it. Love it, says Jill in Elgin. Why would you do this again? From Fiona. Yeah, that's my life, says Alan, driving on the A14. It's our record of the week we've got this week. It's by Theory of a Dead Man.
It's your record of the week.
And it's called I Hate My Life. Now, we found a website, nothing to do with this song whatsoever, and it's not called I Hate My Life, it's called something else, My Life. You can probably guess what comes before My Life bit. And on this site, they just tell you the horrible and kind of weird things that have happened to them.
Right?
Like this.
Today my girlfriend dumped me, proclaiming she wanted someone more like her Edward. I asked her who Edward was. She held up a copy of Twilight. It was a book. She was talking about a fictional vampire. I hate my life.
I like this website a lot. That, can I just say that wasn't a true story from Steve Lamacq?
Well, that's is it all Steve Lamacq anecdotes?
No, they're not his anecdotes.
Or have you just got him to voice it?
He's just reading. Yes, right. He's just reading them from the website. Here's right. Another one.
Today, a man on the train asked me if I had any change. I quickly responded with "No habla inglese." He then tapped me on the shoulder and said, "That would have been a lot more believable if you weren't reading that paper." I hate my life.
Mm-hmm. A good one.
That now, honestly, I can imagine that actually happening to Sarah.
I can imagine that happening to Sarah Cox, but on this occasion it didn't. That she's just, like I said, reading it out.
Today I was bagging groceries at the shop I work in. I looked down to see a six-year-old child urinating on my shoes and the floor next to me. I told his mother that she should take her child to the toilet, only to be told, "Mind your own goddamn business." I was later fired for arguing with the customer. I hate my life.
Yeah, that's rubbish,
poor
isn't it?
Steve.
Got another one.
Today I had a job interview. I stopped to take a pee in the lobby before I went in. I relaxed a bit too much at the urinal and accidentally farted. I proceeded to chuckle about it like a five-year-old just for a few seconds. The guy that had been next to me at the urinal was the interviewer. I hate my life.
Now, if we had thought about that a bit more, we really should have got that read out by a bloke.
Yeah, exactly.
At the urinal.
The image of Sarah at the urinal is not a good one.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jenny from Birmingham's been on saying, "Oh my God, I live on that website." Apparently they've just got a book deal as well, the Something My Life website I'm talking about.
Right.
A couple of people are saying the same thing, they love it. Sugar Babes About You Now on Radio 1. It's 5 to 5 with Scott Mills. Jim in Leeds has been on the text going, "Oh, please tell me, I've just tuned in. Have I missed Show and Tell?" No, that's on after 5 o'clock. It's like, I know, it's like at school. Well, I found this amazing thing in the shop at the weekend. I'm like, yeah, I've got to buy that. I've got to take it in. I've got to show it to you lot and describe it because it is, I'm telling you.
And now you've made us do the same thing. So we've
good.
Had to bring stuff in.
Like at school, you know, you just bring it in and describe. You brought two things in, which I'm so surprised about.
I've brought two things in, the first of which is more to get a point across to you. And then the second is what I've actually brought in.
That point being that you'd actually remember to bring something in.
No. There's a message with the first one.
Okay.
Is it something embarrassing to Scott?
It's not embarrassing.
Oh,
no.
Rubbish.
Okay. Is it going to make mine look rubbish?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. Well, you don't have to look so worried at all. All right.
Is it something belonging to Scott's mum?
Oh,
I can't say.
God. Oh no! Can we cancel Show and Tell?
You keep saying yours is the best, but I think if Chappers has bought in something of your mum's,
your mum left round at mine.
Oh God!
It's not.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. It's Show and Tell Day on the Scott Mills Show.
Are we doing it now?
Yes.
Do I need to go and get my Show and Tell?
Yes, please.
I wish you'd told me that before I walked in.
Sorry.
God, everyone knows Show and Tell is at 5:09.
Yeah,
duh.
On a Wednesday. Hello. Doug's been on. Now, his girlfriend is a teacher, and some people call it bring and brag. So you can have up that as well. Whatever you think, but you've got to bring in something like you do at school, and then we will describe it and talk about it. And Chappers is your one's first.
Am I first?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you want the first thing?
Yes, please.
What's this?
That is a
my
phone.
Yeah. Now you and I have the same phone, don't we?
Yes.
So I'd like to introduce you to a function on it, if that's all right.
All right.
So if I go to this section here, and then go to that section there, what's that section called on this phone?
That's called voicemail.
Yeah. So if somebody, for example, wants to get hold of you, but you aren't answering your phone, they leave a message on the voicemail, don't they?
Right.
So some person is very keen to get hold of you and has left 3 messages for you, apparently.
Right.
And you aren't returning their calls. And now they're going through me to get to you.
Oh, I know who that is.
It's probably not the first time.
I have
obviously.
Spoken to them today. No.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Have you? So
yeah.
I just thought I'd introduce you to how voicemail works and maybe returning their call. And then I'd get some peace and quiet.
That's really good.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
Take that on board.
Thank you very much.
That's our mutual your friend Charles.
Yes, it
so
is.
You've
yes.
spoken to Charles.
Hi, Charles.
You?
Yes, I have. I've spoken to him earlier today.
He was very worried about you.
Was he?
Yeah.
It's only because my phone's been off.
Oh, right.
It's fine.
Okay. Jen, now, do you want my actual proper one?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
So, do you remember a few months ago, I think we were on breakfast and we were doing Oh, What's Occurring?
Right.
And we did a little thing on Oh, What's Occurring about how many times the Tombly Boo trousers fell down.
Yes.
So, I've brought a real actual Tombly Boo.
Oh!
From home. I don't know which one this is, to be honest, because
I don't
really understand. It's from the BBC programme In the Night Garden. Which is kind of cool. I don't really understand In the Night Garden.
I don't think anyone does. I think that's the
but
idea.
But my kids love it.
Yeah.
And they don't know I've nicked a Tombly Boo from home. So around
no.
now, when they finish their tea, they will probably be crying. Anyhow, there's a Tombly. I don't know which one it is. It's the red Tombly Boo with a red and green striped top and red and green spotted pants.
And kind of...
There you go.
Really weird red bobbly hair.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And what's this next to the Tombly Boo?
I have no idea. It would appear to be stack of presents.
Tombly Boo presents.
Yeah. I'm sure people will tell us which one this is in a minute, but that's
right.
Really good.
I just grabbed that as I was going out of the house because obviously I forgot we were doing this.
Yeah.
And if I'd had enough time, I would have also brought the other two Tombly Boos, Iggle Piggle and Upsy Daisy.
Wouldn't it have all kicked off at home though if that
had
happened?
Yeah, but tough. They have to realise that a show feature is more important than their happiness sometimes.
That's right. you just grabbed them and went.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Do you think they will notice that a Tombly Boo is missing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because at the end of each evening, they have to put... Because Iggle Piggle sails off at the end of each show in a boat to go to sleep. So, obviously, part of their bedtime routine is put into bed Iggle Piggle, Upsy Daisy, and tonight, only two Tombly Boos. So I'm sorry about that.
That's a really good show and tell.
The third Tombly Boo...
Well done, Chappers.
...has gone on an adventure today, kids. There you go.
Will they be listening to Radio 1 now?
No, I don't know why I said that.
Oh. Big fans. Okay, Becky, over to you.
And I've bought my favourite DVD.
It's Tombly Boo.
Oh, are you still on his show and tell or
it's mine? Which Tombly Boo?
Someone says ooh, someone says mm.
All right, okay.
So that's the one.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Becky, to interrupt.
I've bought my favourite DVD, which I've had for quite a while now, but I don't ever want to get rid of it.
Okay.
It's, you know, Kylie Minogue?
Yes.
It's Kylie Minogue... one of her earlier DVDs, Kylie Minogue on the go live in Japan. It is...
I'm not being funny.
Amazing.
I have just ordered this because... What? Did you not... I didn't know that you had this.
Did you not?
No. But one of my friends loves Kylie and wants... This one in Japan, because apparently it's one of the best.
Another one of your friends.
It's
not me. Why is it so good?
Well, I've got loads of clips of it. Do you want to listen to some?
Yes, please. Okay.
Konnichiwa, Tokyo. Yeah. It's around the Locomotion kind of Hand on Your Heart times, which is some of her like poppier phase.
Right.
But basically, she just gets up to loads of stuff in Japan.
Any changes that I suggested yesterday?
Touring in England was fantastic. The English audiences were great, and it was an incredible learning experience for me. At the same time, I've been learning another skill, which is producing, and I find that every bit as challenging in its own way as performing, particularly in Japan, where the language barrier makes everything about 10 times more difficult, but also it was great fun. Right, done.
That's one of my favourite scenes. That's Kylie pretending to work in an office on a phone at a computer.
This sounds brilliant.
And when it cuts to her, she's like, yeah, yeah. Who could just implement those changes?
Yeah. I have actually ordered this for one of my mates.
But on that clip...
And it's an import.
Is she being dubbed?
Well, basically, she's... No, it's got subtitles on it in Japanese.
Sounded like she overdubbed herself.
One of my favourite things is, I think, if you play number 9...
Okay.
It's her making sushi.
So, I'm going to try to learn to make a sushi roll. You start with something like this, add a bit of this... And roll it up. Rolling is the hard part, so let's see how I go.
This is when she used to be Australian years ago.
I know, it's amazing.
Ginger, egg, cucumber, squid, scallops, salmon roe. I've forgotten what they're called, little Adam and Eve leaves. And tuna, sole, blue fin, something like that.
Oh my god! I can't wait to see this now.
She's amazing.
Even though it's not for you, it's for your friend.
No, I'm going to watch it with my friend.
Right.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Any more?
She gets us to so much stuff on play number six.
Okay.
Once again, I'm with my number one travelling companion. No, not my manager. My trusty portable computer. While I was busy working, the boys thought they'd sneak a little nap. But I soon took care of that one.
That's just her.
My friend has
just
texted me going, I can't wait to watch this.
That's like her, which is, and she's got like this massive old school computer which she just carries with her on the train.
Just under her arm.
When she gets bored, she just goes around tickling loads of men who are asleep.
Does she?
What's the whooping noise in the background?
She was crazy back then, wasn't she?
She was crazy.
And really Australian. You got any more?
Do you want the good news?
Yeah.
This isn't actually mine at all. I just thought I'd... It arrived for you in the post.
Yes, you see?
I
told you I'd ordered it.
Do you know what? I almost threw it away and then it said, Dear Scott Mills, thank you so much for your order on Amazon. Please could you leave good feedback?
I thought it was too much of a coincidence that we'd both had that. That is amazing.
But I had to open it and watch it because it just did look amazing and it is really
Were
good.
You disappointed in any way?
No, really not.
Right.
See, you're saying it really is amazing.
Do you know what? Because when I opened it, I do actually have one of the other ones, but not in Japan.
I'm
just
so pleased
England.
It's arrived. Oh, my friend's going to be so... Yeah. It is my friend.
Yeah.
He's going to be so happy.
You're very pleased on your friend's behalf, though.
No, it's a good day.
Yeah.
What else does she do in it?
Can you just... Hang
Can
on.
Can I just what?
Play number eight, because that is funny.
I love Japanese food.
Uh-huh. Could you tell me what kind of Japanese food do you like?
I like sashimi, I like tempura, mm-hmm. Miso soup.
Can you eat the raw fish?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is amazing.
She's amazing. She really is amazing.
That wasn't really your... That was kind of my... Could have been my show and tell as well, though, couldn't it, really? If I'd known about the fact that a DVD had arrived. Anyway, right, I'm going to do mine in a minute. That is a good one, but that is kind of mine anyway. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Very good. It's not in there.
Oh.
Put it back in. No, I want it. I ordered it. I paid for this. Okay, my show and tell is coming next, and you're going to love it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you off of?
I'm off of Birmingham.
How's Birmingham tonight?
Oh, it's good. It's sunny, actually. It's really nice.
It's been nice today. What's occurring?
Okay, so I was just listening to Becky saying all about the colony in Japan.
Yeah.
And I had the same video.
You've got the same one?
Yeah, exactly the same. And as it was on, I got really excited and I was telling my friend all about the sushi rolling bit. And then you played the sushi rolling bit.
There ain't no shame in having this DVD, though, is there, Laura?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think I taped it off the telly, and then Care Bears was on there as well, if I remember rightly. But there's another bit as well where they go to, like, this pond bit, and they're on a bridge, and, like, Kylie's in these white ripped jeans, and then one of the dancers flips her over the bridge. I didn't know if Becky could remember that bit or not, but...
Yeah. Wow.
No, it's good.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you've got to watch it.
Here's another good bit from the DVD.
Da, 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 sushi roll.
Yeah.
Sushi roll.
She's gone to see some fish. She's not just in the bath. So all right,
I was going
to
say, I can't wait. That's quite a weird coincidence, Laura.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Can I just say that's the last time I order any DVDs to work? I love you.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So it's show and tell day today, where we bring in something and describe it. Would you like to see mine?
No,
oh dear, somebody could clip that in a very bad way, couldn't they? You're all right.
Right, I saw this in a shop at the weekend. I thought, this is amazing. It was quite cheap. I've got to buy that.
Yeah, have you bought this for yourself or have you bought it for a friend?
This is for me.
Right, okay.
They can have the Kylie DVD. Okay. Look. What is it?
That's one of those golf stalls, isn't it, that old people sit on when they go and watch sporting events?
No, it clearly isn't.
It?
No.
Which isn't a proper seat, but you no. spike it into the ground and then you can perch on it.
It's really not. It's a metal detector.
Is it?
Yeah. Watch.
It looks like an old person's seat.
Let me just... Hang on. Oh, there we are. Yay.
Oh, that put that pretty... What are you pointing that at?
A 20p.
Right, okay.
Can I? Here's some people that love it. Listen.
Really, folks, have you ever heard of a hobby that gives you easy exercise, is fun for the entire family, with the ability to pay for itself in valuable found items? Metal detecting has been one of the best kept secrets out there until now.
It's been one of the best kept secrets until now.
Did you buy it thinking it was one of those seat things?
No, I bought it.
You actually bought it, no.
It clearly says metal detector on the box. Good, huh?
All right.
This is going to be my new hobby. This is going to be me.
You know, I think the White's metal detector is the best thing that ever happened to Steve. He gets lots of exercise and finds plenty of treasures. There's just one downside. I don't have enough fingers.
Oh, so he's supposedly found her so much jewellery.
I don't have enough fingers.
Oh, I wondered what she was on about for a minute, but then it cleared for all the rings on her fingers that he's found.
But people who use metal detectors don't actually find stuff, do they? Useful stuff, anyway.
Are you listening to these people? Listen to this.
My wife and I have spent our time coin hunting.
In coin, we have reached nearly $10,000.
No,
that's going to be me.
I don't have $10,000.
Have you bought it so that in case you're found in a wood late at night, it gives you an excuse? You can say, oh, no, look, I was just...
In the absence of a dog.
I was just metal detected.
No. I think this is going to make me some cash. And it's good for you.
My wife said I needed a healthy hobby. She's proud of the weight I've lost and really proud of this.
It's fun. Just plain fun.
Yeah, it's good for you. You can lose weight.
You can't lose weight.
You can.
How?
Actually, I've been looking at the design. The handle's not very long. Look.
It comes up to your knee, so you'd have to be full-on bent over.
I'm going to get a bad back.
You are. It's for a seven-year-old
you need
child.
To fashion some sort of extension, otherwise you're going to be aching.
Someone says it sounds like I'm reversing out of the studio every time we turn it on.
Scott Mills is reversing.
And I can do it with the family.
You know, it's nice for Dad and I to be doing something together again.
Hey, son, come here. I think I found a ring.
Yep.
I found a ring.
Does your dad know that this is what the two of you are going to be doing together?
And the exercise? Well, that's great for both of us.
Hey, son, you think this ring will fit your mother?
I think this ring will fit your mother.
And this is good as well.
There's never been a better time to start metal detecting.
It's a great hobby for the young and the young at heart.
There they are, the young and the young at heart.
Why has there never been a better time?
I don't have enough fingers. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to try it out.
You can maybe do this with the granddad that you forgot was alive.
Yes, sorry about that, granddad, by the way. I think there's been a bit of a problem with that, my mum was saying last night. So I know that you're very much alive. It's fine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
And now it's time for a quick round of this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know how you do. Play along at home fun on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky won yesterday. No surprises there then. Don't do that sign. Come on, enter into the spirit of it.
Well, you kind
I'll
of
set my
gloating.
Metal detector on you.
What's he going to do? Beat me to death?
Yeah. Chappers is reversing. Right, here's your first one today.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know James Corden?
Yeah.
Off of Gavin and Stacey?
Uh-huh.
Well, not actually, off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's rarely off the TV, is he, at the moment? Actually, I may have lowered his profile.
You may have lowered
Why?
His profile?
Yesterday, he came in upstairs and he was like, he is exactly the same, like, Mills Law, right, oh, hiya. And I gave him a massive hug and I was like, don't hug me because you might get ill. And so he might be ill now. Hi, James, if you're ill.
Right.
You might have the lurgy.
How does that lower his profile?
Well, because he won't be able to appear on as much television.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
You've already given it to Alad, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's very generous of you.
Yeah, no worries, Alad. Anyway, you know James
Corden's...
He'll
be very worried at lowering his profile.
You know James Corden's laugh?
Yes.
Couldn't it? He's got one of those laughs that's quite kind of high-pitched. Now, he was on with Edith Bowman yesterday on Radio 1 in the afternoon. But here's my question. During that interview, how many times did James Corden do his funny laugh? Becky?
An hour.
Yeah, for the whole interview.
25.
Chopper.
24.
Oh.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's James Corden with Edith Yesterday laughing. Confused sometimes.
Oh, is that it?
He must have laughed more than that.
No, just five times during the half-hour interview.
Right.
I thought there would have been more than that. Oh, well. So, yeah, five. So, Chappers gets the point. One come now. On. I do like his laugh. But you notice, though, you can kind of switch it on and switch it off quite quickly.
Hey?
Listen.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
Does it?
Matt Horn.
He's on, and then he's off.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
Does it?
Matt Horn.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's almost like he's faking it. Next one. You know Kerry Katona?
Yeah.
She's in the news a lot lately, isn't she?
Yeah.
She split up with that bloke, Mark, whatever his name is,
Croft. They got back together again.
I thought, well, I can't
but
keep
didn't
up.
Didn't she split up with him again?
I don't know.
Who knows? Who
on,
cares?
Off, on, off, on, off. I thought they're getting divorced, then she's back together. I don't know. But anyway, Chappers, you know, back on the market and all that. Would ya?
No.
Go on.
No.
She doesn't have a
do
deep
it for
voice
Kerry.
Or anything.
Do it for Kerry. What? No.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone has a different opinion. We went onto the streets of Great Britain.
None.
No.
None.
I disagree with you.
And none. We asked nine people, now that Kerry Katona is available.
None.
Would you? How many said yes?
None.
No, I disagree.
None, and if any do, they're wrong. So it's still none.
Okay, Becky.
Four.
Four out of nine?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we went onto the streets and asked people about Kerry Katona. She's back, but would you?
Would you date Kerry Katona now she's back on the market?
Nah, I don't think I would. Nah, I don't
what
think
about
I could do
if
that.
If you got free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Oh, if there was free food?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think I could, even then.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
No.
What about if you got the mini chicken tikka bites? You could have those for free for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yes!
Yeah.
No.
She's cute, yes. And she wears nice makeup.
What about if you got free chocolate orange profiteroles? So you can have those every day for the rest of your life. How would you feel about that?
Wow, I'll be over the top, I'll be over the moon there.
Who?
Kerry Katona.
Wouldn't have a clue who she is, I'm afraid. I just got to the country about 4 hours ago.
Now that Kerry Katona is back on the market,
yeah?
Would you date her?
No. No, I don't like her.
What about if you got free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Then maybe yes. mini hot dogs.
Would you date Kerry Katona now she's back on the market?
Definitely not.
Couldn't I even tempt you with a mini quiche or a prawn platter for the rest of your life? You could have sticky chicken skewers, mini pizzas.
What's in the prawn platter?
Absolutely not.
So I couldn't even tempt you with a prawn platter?
Not today, I'm afraid.
If that the prawn rings with the Thousand Island dressing, then probably so.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
Probably, yeah, because she's a yummy mummy and she's quite sexy.
And is it an added bonus that you'd get free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Yes, obviously, yeah. I'll let her feed me breaded cheese bites.
you'd let her feed you them?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a spoon for me, mini Black Forest Gatto as well.
Five people.
No, wait.
Yes!
No,
five
no,
people.
No.
Chappers, you had that they all, required
apart
logic.
From one, apart from one, they all said no until they were offered free food.
Yeah, but that would come automatically
no,
if you went out with Kerry.
Of course it would.
Of course it would.
Why?
Kerry gets out of Iceland.
They might not use her for the rest of your life.
Well, let's say that they do and you get some forest gattos the rest of your
so
life.
So what an astonishing knowledge Gemma has of the, of I know. The food on offer at Iceland.
She knows it all. It's amazing.
I'll let her feed me breaded cheese bites.
Oh,
there's a spoon for me mini black forest gatto as well.
Is that doing it for you, anybody?
Stop it.
I like the breaded cheese bites.
Oh, yeah. I like this guy.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
No.
Also, there no. was somebody in there, who described her as having lovely makeup.
No, she'd I think it was she had to wear nice makeup or something.
Oh.
Not... Not that she has already.
That's what he said. He said she had lovely makeup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was pretty.
What
and had
men
lovely
know
makeup.
Is makeup?
Anyway, let's call it a draw on today's.
Well,
oh,
no,
Karen.
No, let's call it a win because to me, because you kind of changed.
Okay, we can win draw. Then.
Don't give it to him.
Oh, God.
I win. Brilliant.
Podcast.
A lot of people were very keen on the mini hot dog man. From earlier on, I was a Karen, so here he is again.
Now that Kerry Katona is back on the market,
yeah.
Would you date her?
No. No, I don't like her.
What about if you got free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Then maybe yes. Mini hot dogs.
Licking his lips there, isn't he?
Mini hot dogs.
Now, earlier we were talking about... We were talking about people that... You know when it's like 17 degrees, like it has been in some parts of the UK today, and a little bit sunny... Top comes down on the roof of the car and there's people wearing like flip-flops, shorts. Me and Becky were saying if we were thin enough, we would be the kind of people that would have come into work today in trunks or a bikini, if you're Becky.
Mm.
But it's true. And loads of people were having barbecues today. We heard from a man that was having some halloumi cheese and mackerel barbecue kebabs. And Becky was like, oh, can we have a barbecue? And I'm like, no, it's too early. It's not summer yet. Now tell people what you've done.
Well, I wanted to have a barbecue during the floor fillers on Friday.
In here?
So, yeah. So the one that doesn't speak said, haha, as a joke, why don't you email the man that can make everything happen?
And he really can make everything happen, this man.
The lovely Tony who works upstairs.
Yeah.
And bless him, he's replied and said, Friday might be a bit short notice, but we could probably sort something out. And then he says,
can I read the lines?
This is a radio studio. You can't have a barbecue in here.
The email goes, hi, Becky, I'm really, in italics, hoping this is a joke. Sadly, there is no way this can be turned around for Friday. The likelihood is that facilities management will say no. What's RR? RR are likely to decline, and occupational risk management are not happy either.
Oh. Do you know what I love about him is that he's not just said no.
No, he's like, not this Friday.
He can try and make it happen.
I love it. He's the man that can do anything. He can sort it all out. What should we say? How long should we give him? A couple of weeks?
Yeah.
All right, a fortnight's time on Friday Floor Fillers.
Podcast.
What were you all up to tonight then, Becky?
I'm going to the cinema and then to dinner with Gemma, who works on the show.
I think it's going to be the girly.
Oh no, I've just given it away.
Oh, are you watching that
Shopaholic?
That
yes.
thing with the girl from Home and Away?
It's going to be the girliest
What's
thing
it
I've
called?
Ever done. I think
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Right,
is that it?
Yeah, Gemma's already seen it, so she's going again. Apparently, it's amazing.
With Isla Fisher, she's been Home and Away, hasn't she?
Yeah, she was well good. So hopefully that'll be good.
Is that why you got this 2-for-1 voucher on the desk in front of me?
It's that special Wednesday thing.
It's a special day, isn't it? Yeah. And now you get pizza as well, so that's why we're doing it.
Do you?
Yeah. Not in the cinema. You have to go to a separate restaurant, but it's all good.
That's immense.
That is very good.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Shepherd?
Nothing, I don't think, tonight.
I'm going out on the heath later on.
With your new toy.
Yeah. If you missed this earlier...
If you missed this earlier, Scott's bought a metal detector as cover for when he finds himself in a wood late at night.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Oh, it's found some. It's found my 20p.
All sorts of stuff's going.
We did show and tell earlier today, like you did at school, where I brought in this metal detector, which is amazing, that I got at the weekend.
Oh, it's a bit of a rubbish one, though. Is
no,
it just
it's not
in,
rubbish!
No, but is it just in the films? You know when you do the metal detector in the films, and it, like, it's a massive magnet, and all the stuff gets stuck to the bottom? It's not happening, is it?
I think you'll find there's a backlit digital LCD which shows status and battery strength.
But it's just bleeping any time it wants. You're not even pointing at anything.
Because we're in a studio full of metal, no?
Don't you like the large search coil that provides excellent coverage and depth?
Can't say it, really.
Turn it off. Do you know...
Please, there's a bit of an open space where I do the lottery, which I'm doing tonight.
So, I dare you to take that on the lottery.
Well, I can't put it on with me, but why? I might beforehand, because there's loads of time beforehand. I might take Enrique Iglesias out of me on the Heath, because he's on tonight.
You, Enrique Iglesias, and a metal detector on the Heath before you do the lottery.
We could make metal detecting cool again.
What, you and Enrique Iglesias?
Was it ever cool?
I don't think so. I don't think it plays a part in that many people's lives, to be honest.
Tell you what, though, by the end of the evening, Enrique's not going to have enough fingers.
You know, I think the White's metal detector is the best thing that ever happened to Steve. He gets lots of exercise and finds plenty of treasures. There's just one downside. I don't have enough fingers.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Oh, wait, Enrique.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when you're on a train or a plane sometimes and there's always... Well, not always, but sometimes there's somebody on the like the speaker system who's doing the announcements. You think, oh God, you're trying to do an audition. Do you ever have that?
No.
I was on a train from Bristol to London recently, and it was just a little bit too much personality. No, it was fine, but it was just like, hi, good evening, everybody. Welcome aboard this train this evening from Bristol to London, arriving at 19:12, and it's like...
So you're saying that... What, because they know that you're on the train or
no.
the plane? They're kind of auditioning for you?
No, there's always, like, some over-the-top ones. There's one on the underground line that I used to get home to say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and thank you for choosing the Victoria line this evening. And I was sat there going, this is just the way to my house. Like, I don't.
Isn't that all automated?
No, at moments, because he does. Right. He sings some of the lines and some of the stops sometimes. This train will be calling at Victoria Green Park.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, fair play to them to try and make it... Because it can't be that interesting, so fair play to them to make it a bit more interesting for themselves. But sometimes I try, like, oh, OK. But, you know, it causes a laugh with some people. Remember that posh bloke on EasyJet? Loads of people will know who I'm talking about now. We spoke to him ages ago.
Yeah.
His name's Rafe. And he's like something out of like a World War II film. Well, hello, Watto, Rafe here. I'm your attendant this evening on your flight to Malaga with your EasyJet.
He sounds amazing.
Really posh, but loads of people have had him on their flight. I mean, yeah. Not had him on the flight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's been in charge of that flight.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know you did.
Now, check out this flight attendant. Now, he's good. But if you're a little bit tired, maybe getting on a plane, is this what you would want to hear?
Good evening, folks. Welcome aboard Southwest Airlines Flight 372, service to Oklahoma City. I've had 5 flights today, and I just cannot do the regular boring announcement again. Otherwise, I'm going to put myself to sleep. So, you guys with me?
Yeah.
All right. So, it's going to be a stomp, clap, stomp, clap. Come on, stomp, clap, stomp, clap. Stay on beat there. There you go. Keep that going. This is flight 372 on SWA. The flight attendants on board serving you today. Teresa in the middle, David in the back. My name is David, and I'm here to tell you that. Shortly after takeoff, first things first, there's soft drinks and coffee to quench your thirst. But if you want another kind of drink, then just holler. Alcoholic beverages will be $4. If a Monster energy drink is your plan, that'll be $3, and you get the whole can. We won't take your cash, you gotta pay with plastic. If you have a coupon, then that's fantastic. We know you're ready to get to new places. Open up the bins, put away your suitcases. Carry-on items go under the seat in front of you, so none of you have things by your feet.
See, I'd find that quite impressive. I was on that.
Just
flight.
Tell me where my whistle is on my life jacket and shut up, will
you? Know, I'm not being funny. He so hasn't. He's done that 5 times
loads
already today, hasn't he?
He does it every time.
Chap, is your face doing that? You're so moody.
He was trying to cheer you up after a hard day, wouldn't it?
Come on, Chappers, stomp, clap.
Just
stomp,
tell me to fit
clap.
My oxygen mask first before anybody else's.
Clap in time. Shut up. Bring me some of those little pretzel things.
Carla from Bristol's been on going, I know exactly the train man you're on about, Scott. Just a little bit too enthusiastic in the morning on my way to Bristol.
And Andy from Chingford knows the man on the Victoria line.
Yep.
Yeah. And also there's a woman on the Piccadilly line in London as well on the tube that's very enthusiastic. Not as much as him, though.
If you have a seat on a roll with the exit, we're going to talk to you, so you might as well expect it. You got to help evacuate in case we need you. If you don't want them, we're going to reseat you. Before we leave, our advice is put away your electronic devices. Fasten your seatbelt, then put your trays up. Press the button to make the seat back raise up. Sit back, relax. Have a good time. It's almost time to go, so I'm done with the rhyme. Thank you for the fact that I wasn't ignored. This is Southwest Airlines. Welcome aboard.
If you could reseat me on a different plane.
Apparently, it's all about the singing and dancing on Southwest Airlines, according to some people. You should hear them on the way to Vegas, someone said. What do they do then? Text back. Please text back. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you tonight, then?
In Ramsgate in Kent.
How can I help?
Well, we were coming back on a flight from Edinburgh to Manston in Kent, and it was a small airline, and they didn't have many people on the flight. It was about 13 people on the flight, and the guy started doing the voice of Mel B with all like the pre-flight checks and things, the announcement, and he did it the whole of the Mel B from Bo Selecta. The whole thing, it was really cool.
Here's your emergency exits.
How do?
I love it.
It was great. It was really good.
Also,
he came back on later on and did a few more other things. Like he said, when you want to get your drinks and things, he did the same thing then as well. But
Sky Digital in every room.
But after that, though, the airline went bust. not because of him, but they did go bust about 6 months later.
Maybe he just sounds like Mel B naturally off Bo Selecta.
I didn't see Mel B on the flight.
No, but maybe he just sounds like him. Maybe that's his actual voice.
Well, I don't think he did, no, because he came around later.
Well, you say that, Dan. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Someone says, oh my God, I'm flying with the airline next Wednesday to LA. I so hope that bloke's on my plane.
If you have a seat on a roll with the exit, we're going to talk to you, so you might as well expect it. You got to help evacuate in case we need you. If you don't want them, we're going to reseat you before we leave.
He does miss out some important information, though, in the rap.
Doesn't mention the on-floor lighting that you have to follow, does he?
What about how if you land on water, you have to remove your high heels as you go down that slide?
Well, me and the one that doesn't speak, we've never been on a plane where they've said remove your high heels. So what planes are you going on?
They always say that. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.